Where is Dave Worster now?
A funny thing happened on the way to the forum. As a matter of fact, we're real tickled. See, this goes back to Ralph Doobie. And here's sort of what happens. It kind of goes, when the green crystal is on the blue side of the red essence of Rai, and how it all applies, you see, he's got to find out. And he got all sideways and all temperamental and stomped off. And then that's when Dave Worster did. And got went off on his own thing. Now, Vern actually run the stuff. Vern was actually in charge. But it made no difference because Vern got none of the credit, none of the stuff. From the awareness, however cosmic it was, of the rays in the time of space that was the conjugation invoked. But what ends up happening is now that he finally gave up his position, which he shouldn't, didn't have to, he could have hung out, he could have hung around, he could have done what he wanted to do. However, he chose a different light. He is in a middle earth, the middle ground. Not up nor down, stuck, as it were. Imprisoned, if you'd like to say it like that.
I want to tell Scott Talkington that those are the people, Dave Worster and Vern, that Carol and I were hanging out with in the autumn of 69 into the spring of 1970. So that's relevant. Very good questions, Ed.
He's been practicing, Bob.
Thank you, Ian.
Now we can out. Now wait a minute. Now you know, at any given moment, we can go into tomatoes and how to raise them, and the big difference between a bigger, better boy and a beefsteak. We can talk about that any time you want to. Don't you think you got to do anything special for us, Ian? We got you. Whatever you want to discuss, we're good.
I very much appreciate that.
Yeah, Ian is quoting Ed Lon's first private session like 8 years ago or something, where Ed was humiliated. He couldn't think of anything but like he was sitting on a park bench with a hobo talking about the scenes in the park. That's as much as Ed.
Trying to figure out how to poach squirrels and make squirrel dumplings to eat. Didn't even have a flip to kill the squirrels with, and he was trying to season squirrel stew. It was amazing.
Yeah, Ed had no idea there was life after death, so he was sort of floundering around thinking of how do you talk to it.
I think if I were raising tomatoes now and came up with a new variety, I might call one of the varieties the Worster.
Good.
Oh, but do you know how to spell it? That's the key.
No. So, Ian, I don't think
that... W-O-R...
R...
C-E-S-T-E-R...
Ian, I don't think...
Like Horchester sauce.
Oh, it's just like the sauce. Okay. And I don't think you said he is stuck in this middle area. I don't think I've heard you talk about that before. It sounds kind of like a limbo or purgatory.
Purgatory would be all right. You know, here's the problem. When you delve into the world that he was coming from, the Akasha held a special place. And if you don't achieve the enlightenment that Ra'i most absolutely provides, and you can overcome the battle with Issi, if you can overcome that Isis and that lays itself, to bring yourself into the confidence of this mysterious, wonderful enlightenment that you attuned from the air of the green crystal to the red crystal to the black crystal to the little dot to the big dot. All that ridiculousness, you put yourself so far out there that you bind your own self. You bind your own self. And that's what happened. However powerful, he's not available anymore.
Well, is it possible that someday some individual here that Worster might come through them?
Well, it didn't work out for Paul Shockley, so we'll have to see.
That's an accurate statement there. Paul Shockley, who knocked out Worcester and took over channeling cosmic awareness in 1974-75. Ian knows his history, Ed.
What I mean is, would someone, is there a possibility that someone here would channel Worcester at some point?
There was nothing to channel. He was just trying to, then they could channel Vern. Vern actually had something to say. Ah! You could sit for days and know what Vern knew. You could do all right with that. That'd be just fine. But others have some totally told you we were channeling. The red crystal comes out of the blue crystal coming. That's what the whole thing was, a fear-based, radical, insightful, I'm going to make sure you don't get close enough to me to expose me and my fears or delusion. Uh-oh. Easy, Bob. He's getting touchy. Hold on. Now what you going to do?
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. And true. I know it. I know, Dave.
What is where Dave is now? Is he interacting with Bob Carr?
No, Bob Carr's still alive.
Oh, Ian, is Worcester interacting with Vern now?
No, he is not.
Is he interacting with Ralph Doobie?
No, he is not. He's built himself the perfect Faraday cage. He's bound himself with himself. He's stuck like Chuck, I guess is the... But that's not much different than it was in that ridiculous place that he'd hemmed himself into the home, old home, or poor home, or where you don't have any money and the government pays you to live somewhere. And you can't go outside or can't have money because it will undo your relief. He got himself into this box that he couldn't get out of. And so there was no way out. So he's still in that same bound conditional repose. And isn't that interesting? The sum total of all of Ra'i's reference, the bringing forth of all the abundant knowledge of the fabulous, cosmically aware that would bring the edge of Akasha down for one and all of those that have achieved the supernal bliss of the wonderful, wonderful cosmic awareness provided. He was culpably responsible for that very wonderful thing and ended up bound in a cage for several minutes now.
Yeah, that's, he was living up in Everett outside of Seattle, and the only person other than Carol and I who visited that cage was Sasha from Vancouver Island. Mm-hmm. Sasha became a friend of Worcester's and visited there and witnessed some startling exclamations by Worcester about us. Disturbed Sasha.
Well, there were one or two Ionauts that used to converse with him on the phone at the end.
Yeah, that was
there?
Tina and Carol. Her last name began with P. She was the fashion terrorist
from
New York.
Bob, see, it's from New York.
Yeah, Carol Proper or something like that. Look it up. But, yes, she was on our show a lot for a while and then just disappeared. But she's the one who told me Worcester passed on.
So, Ion, when whoever was cleaning up Dave's apartment after he...
And there was a world of cleaning up to do.
Well, what did that individual, those individuals, think when they saw the completement products there?
Well, that... Of course, they were gifted that he couldn't pay for them, and that they were full, so he wasn't taking them because he was scared to death that he would live up his power to Bob. Because, see, he was supposed to be superior to Bob in every way. And instead, what ended up happening is Bob was the Trump Leo for him. So they were full.
Has Worcester figured out that Bob...
I don't like to interrupt your momentum, but it was Carol Lopresto. Do you remember her? Remember she talked about the fashion scene in New York City? But she lived at her parents'
house
in New Jersey. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Carol she lived Lopresto. In a basement. She lived in a basement.
Yes, that's right.
Where Worcester is now, has he figured out that Bob is superior to him?
He's looking at it on the big screen. Yeah, he's at the IMAX now. So now Akasha has come up, and it's like, uh-oh.
Well, how does Worcester...
Of degraded regrets.
Degraded regrets. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
How does Worcester view now his interactions that he had when he was in his apartment with Ion?
Well, it was a threat. He always saw it as a threat, but then he did most relationships that way. So it rolls along pretty good. You start off the music, and it's got some good fiddling or got some good banjo or nice bluegrass flow and starts off real good, but then it just starts kind of grinding somewhere and you just can't get there. He was mortified, always mortified of losing his individual supplicated place of power. See, he's not as bad as Bob. Bob would take 2 seconds to tell you how wonderful he is, and where Worcester wanted to just be superior because he was elevated above all that. But then what happened is that you never can borrow enough power to keep you ahead of the rage if you're constantly giving of yourself. You see, so he could never do that. So it was always this bitter race, this bitter conjunction that comes in. He's talking to Ion, he's asking questions, and Ion says a few words, we say a few words, and all of a sudden he goes butt fucking crazy. Just all of a sudden, just off the tears. No! And screaming and hollering and taking on all this kind of bullshit. Bob's got it on recording. It's pretty interesting because he was very, very sideways that this power was fleeting that he was engaging. He was quite upset.